This story is read by Helen. The Fir Tree by Hans Christian Andersen. There was once a pretty little fir tree growing in a clearing in the middle of a forest. The warm sun shone down on it, and fresh breezes blew softly through its branches. The bigger trees stood around it, and when the children came to gather berries, they always sat nearby, saying, "What a sweet little fir tree!" But the little fir tree took no notice of all this attention, as he was in such a great hurry to grow bigger. "How I wish I was as tall as the other trees," it sighed. "The birds could build nests in my branches, and I could see out over the whole world." In winter, the hares and rabbits jumped over the little tree, which made it feel even smaller. But each year it grew a little bit more, until one winter it had grown so tall that the hares and rabbits had to run round it. "Growing up to be big and tall is all that matters in this world," thought the little tree. Every autumn the woodcutters came and chopped down the tallest trees. They fell with a terrible crash that made even the little fir tree shudder. When their branches had been cut off, the trees were loaded onto carts and hauled away. In spring, when the swallows and storks returned to the forest, the little fir tree would ask them, "Do you know what happened to the big trees? Have you seen them?" "I think I did," said a stork. "As I flew here from Egypt, I met some new ships with shining wooden masts. I'm sure they were your friends." "Just wait until I'm big and tall enough to cross the sea," said the little fir tree. "Don't hurry to grow. Enjoy your youth while it lasts," the sunbeams whispered softly. The breezes kissed the tree and the dew fell like tears on its branches. As Christmas drew near, the woodcutters felled some of the younger trees and took them away in a cart. This made the little fir tree more restless than ever. "Where can they be going?" he said to himself. "Those trees are smaller than me, and why have their branches not been cut off?" "Oh no, we know," twittered the sparrows. "We have peeped in through the windows in the town and see the trees dressed up with golden apples and coloured sweets. Hundreds of candles light up their branches and they look very beautiful." "Oh, I wonder if I will be honoured like that," exclaimed the fir tree. "And I wonder what happens next. They must be even bigger honours to follow." "Enjoy what we bring," whispered the breezes and the sunbeams. "Enjoy your bright young days." But the tree would not enjoy itself and only wanted to grow. One Christmas the woodcutters came and cut down the fir tree, saying that it was the most beautiful in the forest. When the axe cut into its trunk, the tree fell with a groan and felt a sudden pang of sadness at leaving its familiar forest home. It bumped along in the cart with the other trees on the journey to the town. At last they were unpacked in a courtyard, and as the fir tree leaned against a wall, it heard a voice say, "That one is a beauty. We'll take it." Two servants carried the fir tree into a large, comfortable room. There was a rocking horse standing on the polished floor, picture books lying on the tables, and toys on the shelves. The tree shook with fear as it was placed in a barrel of sand standing on a beautiful carpet. Servants and rich young ladies began to decorate the tree. From the branches they hung coloured sweets, golden apples, walnuts and little toys. 100 red, white and blue candles were clipped to the branches and dolls were placed under the tree. Then a sparkling golden star was placed right on top. "If only evening would come so the candles can be lit," thought the tree impatiently. "Then perhaps the other trees from the forest will come and admire me, and the sparrows will peep through the window. Perhaps I will take root here and stay like this forever. How fine!" At last evening came and the candles were lit. The tree looked beautiful, but it was so anxious not to drop any of its ornaments that it trembled and one of the branches caught fire. After the flame was put out, the frightened tree tried hard not to shake. Suddenly the doors flew open and a troop of children rushed into the room towards the tree. They shrieked with delight and danced around it. "What will happen next?" thought the tree. As each candle burned down, it was put out, and when the last little flame had gone, each child took a present. The tree was shaken and grabbed and its branches cracked painfully. The children danced around with their toys and sweets. "A story, we want a story," they cried, dragging a kind-looking man to a chair by the tree. He sat down, saying, "Perhaps the tree would like to hear the story too. What shall it be, Cinderella or Humpty Dumpty?" "Cinderella," some cried. "Humpty Dumpty," cried the others. Their squabbling voices filled the air, and only the fir tree was silent. "Don't I have a say?" he thought. "After all, I am part of this evening too." In the end, the man told the story of Humpty Dumpty, who, although he fell down the stairs, still won great honours and married a princess. Humpty Dumpty fell down the stairs, but still married a princess. "Of course, that is what happens in the wide world," said the fir tree, who thought it was a true story. "So if I fell down the stairs, I might get a princess too." The tree felt happy at the thought that next day he would be decorated again with toys, candles and sweets. "Tomorrow I will not tremble," he thought. "Tomorrow I will enjoy my great honour and hear the story of Humpty Dumpty again." Next morning, when the servants came in, the tree thought, "Now I'm going to be dressed in my finery again." But instead, they dragged him upstairs and flung him on the floor in a dark corner. "What am I doing here?" thought the unhappy tree, and he lay there wondering, waiting for someone to come. The days passed and the wintry weather got colder. "The ground is too hard for them to plant me," thought the little tree. "I'm being kept indoors until spring. How kind people are. But I do wish it wasn't so cold and dark and lonely in here." Suddenly two little mice crept up and sniffed at the fir tree. "Where do you come from, old fir tree?" asked one. "Tell us what you have seen in the world, that is, if you've been there." "Old? I'm not old," said the fir tree, and he told the little mice all about the forest, where the warm sun shines, the soft breezes blow, and the birds sing. "You must have been happy there, the old fir tree," squeaked the mice. "Stop calling me old," said the fir tree indignantly. "I'm not old. I only came from the forest this winter." Then it told them all about Christmas Eve and the thrill of being dressed with candles and golden apples. The next night, the mice came again, with four more mice asking the tree to tell the same story. Each time it was told, the more clearly the tree remembered everything and sighed, "Such good times will never come again. But if Humpty Dumpty can fall down the stairs and still marry a princess, perhaps I will meet a princess one day." "Tell us about Humpty Dumpty," cried the mice. So the fir tree told the story and the little mice squeaked and jumped with excitement. Next night more mice came, and on Sunday two rats joined the crowd as well. "Is that the only story you know?" asked one rat. "Only that one," said the tree. "I heard it on the happiest evening of my life, although I didn't know that at the time." "Pah, it's a stupid story," said the rat. "Don't you know anything about cheese or store cupboards?" "No, I'm sorry I don't," replied the tree. The mice and rats left, and the tree lay in the cold and dark, with only memories for comfort. One day the servants came and dragged the tree outside. "Now I begin my new life," it thought, as it felt the fresh air and warm sunshine. The servants carried the tree into a garden where sweet-smelling roses grew over the walls. Trees were in blossom and swallows darted through the air. "I shall live happily here," thought the tree, spreading out its yellow withered branches. But the servants threw the tree into the nettles and weeds, and two little children ran up and jumped on the branches until they cracked. "Look what I found sticking to the old ugly fir tree," said one, and tore off the golden star that had once sparkled and shone so brightly. The tree looked at the beautiful garden and remembered its life in the forest, the happy Christmas Eve, and the little mice who loved to hear the story of Humpty Dumpty. "It's all over," said the tree. "If only I had realized true happiness when I had it." A servant chopped the fir tree into pieces and carried them into the kitchen. The wood burned fast, and the tree's sighs sounded like gunshots. The tree was dreaming of a summer's day or a winter's night in the forest, of Christmas and of Humpty Dumpty, the only story he knew. The children came to sit near the fire. The youngest boy clutched the golden star as he gazed into the flames. At last, there was nothing left but a heap of ashes.